This is an executive summary of why REITs cut dividends, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. For income investors, a REIT dividend cut can be painful. It reduces your cash flow and often drives the share price lower at the same time. Understanding why REITs cut dividends helps you anticipate and avoid the worst surprises. At root, REITs cut payouts when cash flow can no longer sustain them, a stressed payout ratio, the dividend exceeding the REIT's adjusted funds from operations, or OFFO, sector in recession triggers like falling occupancy, declining rents, and tenant defaults, refinancing and liquidity stress, or a deliberate decision to preserve capital and reinvest. The 2020 pandemic, when many hotel and retail REITs slashed distributions, is a vivid example. The good news is that dividend cuts usually leave warning signs, a payout ratio creeping toward or above 100% of OFFO, declining occupancy, high leverage with near-term maturities, and distributions funded by return of capital or debt. This guide explains why REITs cut dividends, how to spot the warning signs, and how to protect your income. It's educational, not investment advice. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. The dynamics behind a dividend cut vary by REIT type, so it helps to ground your reading in our in-depth REIT guide before evaluating any single holding. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.